Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing this morning?
Well, it's one of those days. I think it's a bit of a 7.5 out of 10.
But,
obviously, that's going up the more I listen to you, obviously.
Oh, natch. I mean, when I look outside at our rainy weather, it feels the same way. Okay, let's start with Anglo-Russian acrimony. What is happening in London?
Yeah, amongst all the things in the world, I just thought this was worth a mention, a sort of brush with military disaster. We had an RAF surveillance aircraft over the Arctic Circle getting buzzed by a Russian MiG. They came within 30 meters of each other, which at any kind of altitude is blooming close. I think that's the official term. Moscow and London are blaming each other. Moscow saying that, oh, the RAF aircraft went where it shouldn't. London is saying it was fine. It was just, and they were in contact with air traffic control. It was just that the Russians decided to have a go. Anyway, it's another NATO versus Russia thing. The UK, of course, has been a major supporter and supplier for Ukraine. And how's this? Given that there's been a recent, one of many, I'd say, a recent attack on a bridge by Ukrainian forces using British weaponry to stop Russian convoys moving around. It was put on Moscow TV, on state TV, by a pro-Putin MP, Oleg Morozov, and a TV newsman, Yevgeny Popov, that if Britain is to play a part in felling bridges and stopping Russians, then perhaps they would like to bomb Tower Bridge, or indeed, I think specifically, send a cruise missile to take out Tower Bridge. Do you think, I don't know, leave it alone. It's beautiful. Go for Blackfriars Bridge or the Dartford River Crossing. They're both horrible bridges. But if
Adam, if you must. If you must.
If you must. Yeah. Exactly. Do an ugly one.
Oh, man. On that subject of Moscow and being militarily, I suppose, quite aggressive, there's a new robot weapon.
Yes, I like this thing. At a Russian arms fair, pictured in a few newspapers, it's a sort of gangly robotic thing, a robo-dog, with a grenade launcher on its back. I mean, it's there. Cunningly called the M81 weapon system, capable of firing anti-tank grenades, essentially RPGs. It's meant to be scary and provocative and expensive. Yours for $3,000. Is that a lot for a rocket launch? I'm not sure. $3,000, and obviously you get the robot thrown in. But, in fact, a number of experts have said, hang on, this is not a scary Russian weapon. This is a Chinese-made Go One, which is a home helper robot designed to bring you a drink or carry your newspaper or fetch the mail or whatever. It can't go out in the rain. It can't go across rough terrain. Its battery lasts 30 minutes, if that. It's a kind of walking side table. But the Russians have put it in these sort of black pajamas. It looks a bit sort of SAS, if you like, with the little eyes glinting out. So meant to be threatening, but in fact it's all smoke and mirrors. And you wonder about that, don't you, with some of these awful weapons that we hear about. You think, does that work? Is it all smoke? Not that you want to find out particularly, but yeah.
Just putting rocket launchers in the hands of citizens, you know, that are not in the military is a problem for me in the very first place.
That's true.
We've already got people 3D printing nonsense. Rather, at least you can't go outside, let's say that.
Exactly. Is it launched from your living room? The only thing I'd say is that if anyone doesn't know what they're doing, they're entirely much more likely to blow themselves up than someone else.
Fair enough. We don't want anyone blown up, but yes, fair enough. Tell me, this international competition to name one's own solar system, I mean, I'm guessing we can't get our own.
Well, I suppose if you discovered one, you could name it after yourself, because that's quite think about Higgs boson or Halley's Comet or
sure.
The Hubble telescope. Actually, the Hubble telescope was named long after Hubble had gone. But still, it's the idea that you could name your own planetary system, and you could name it after yourself, but it's about votes, so you'd need a lot of other people to name it after yourself as well. So there's a competition being run by the International Astronomical Union. They have found 20 distant solar systems which are up for grabs. Each one has a star, each one has at least one orbiting planet. The current names of these systems include GJ3470 and HD95086B. You can see why they're looking for other names. Entries yes. to the International Astronomical Union by November the 11th. I'm thinking the Molotov Matrix. Would that
yes.
maybe...
Yes,
yes.
Or Molotov. Yeah, something. Something of that nature. It works for me. Thank you.
I could see that. Of course, the last time that there was a public vote in the UK to name an Antarctic explorer ship, people chose Boaty McBoatface. So I'm
see.
Wondering if we could get Planetary McPlanetface, if that could happen.
Speaking of ridiculous things, I'm now looking at the Russian robot dog and...
I know. Is it stupid?
I've never seen anything sillier. And you can see from a distance that this is like a patched together thing. That yeah. you know, someone else's... The pajamas are what's killing me the most.
Yeah, those little ninja pajamas.
Yeah.
It looks like it's got a little balaclava on as well, doesn't
exactly.
it? It's one of those.
Exactly. Oh, man. Always making me laugh, even with the difficult stuff like war and robots and all of that. Thank you so much to you, Adam Gilchrist. I hope we're at solid 8.5 to 9 now out of 10.
Oh, of course. We're going up.
Fantastic. Exactly. Have a great one. Cheers.